Hello, this is Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, a good friend of this program, Guillermo Silveira, composer from Argentina, living in Sussex County at this point. Guillermo, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Guillermina. It's my pleasure to be with you.
And also a pleasure to talk to you. And I love your background. So let's begin by sharing with the audience who you are in terms of artistry, but also your background. Could you please share a little bit more about you, Guillermo?
Sure. Yeah, I write music since I'm a child. Mm-hmm. And I did all the musical studies in Argentina, the conservatory, the University of Music. Then I came to the United States with a scholarship assistantship from the Organization of American States.
Mm-hmm.
Had to study a master in music with emphasis in Latin American music and composition.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did my doctorate in composition. I'm a doctor in musical arts, and I graduated from Catholic University of America. So I have a very big Catholic stigma in all my family and education.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's great because it really inspires you, and it, it's very close to the fantastic and the mystical, so it's really great.
And what inspires Guillermo, the composer? What provokes you to write and be in tune with music?
Well, I think that composers, we find out that we are composers when instead of images, we also have sound images.
Mm-hmm.
We dream with music, when we imagine music constantly, mm-hmm. When we have synesthesia, which is the ability of mixing the different senses,
mm-hmm.
if I see, for example, you talking to me and moving your hands, I imagine music coming out of your hands. Or when I was a kid, I used to imagine that the flowers sing, for example,
mm-hmm.
things like that. Or I will go to church, to the Basilica of the Holy Spirit in Buenos Aires, close mm-hmm. to the Virgin of Guadalupe College where I studied when I was a kid. And
mm-hmm.
There was a big Jesus there in the cross.
Mm-hmm.
That was bleeding, and it was kind of very expressionist. But when I will see that Christ, I will imagine that Jesus will bring his left eye to me.
Right.
So and that will be a very musical thing, you know. So all the images were always related to music or came with music in
mm-hmm.
my life. And I still do. So like, for example, what I'm writing now, I'm writing a piece about the World Peace Violin, that is
mm-hmm.
the violin that was created by Patrick McCauley, a friend of mine that worked for the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
He works for Peace Resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling us the story of how he built the peace violin. And it was imagining music as he was telling the story. So now it became a cantata.
There you go.
So it's like, you know, that's the way it is. You know,
right.
When you're a composer, you know, because you think in terms of music and perceive life in musical way.
But the way you described creating is like the music comes to you, like the music is there, like a sculpture liberates maybe a piece out of stone or out of wood. In your case, you are liberating the music from somebody, from a piece of something.
The music comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I see a painting,
mm-hmm.
and I imagine, according to the strokes or the colors or
mm-hmm.
the subject of the painting, I imagine music. If I see I see yellows, I mm-hmm. imagine usually brass ensembles, for example.
Right.
The colors are just things. The greens are like violins. The blue are like clarinets or wood
mm-hmm.
strings or saxophones. I know, it depends. The colors
yeah.
are related to certain sounds, and the shapes are related. Like, for example, if I see a sea of dots, and I go, pop, 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 you know, their lines are,
there you go.
It's like a fine wing for shapes. There was a very good book of the psychologist, I don't remember his name now, but it's called The Man Who Tastes Shapes.
Right.
And he explained it very well, how this teaching works, especially with composers.
Right.
Because I don't remember if it was his mother and his father was a musician, and he kind of grew up with it. There's a very good book that Kandinsky wrote, the guy that did the first abstract watercolor, the Russian guy,
mm-hmm.
called The Spiritual in Art, that explains everything of what is the relation between
right. Let me, Guillermo, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let me explain the audience that Guillermo is connecting with us via phone. He resides in Sussex County. So our apologies if at some point you don't hear that well. As you know, technology does not necessarily cooperate. So, Guillermo, if you can be closer to the phone, that'll be very helpful because sometimes, as you know, technology does not really help. In any event, sorry, I just wanted to explain that to the audience. But that gives me the chance to talk about the project that got our attention and gave us the reason to connect with you. There's a project related to the Congo that brings art, music, and many other things together. Could you please explain that to us, if you're so kind?
Yeah, sure. The Delaware Congo Partnership is a very, very strong group of missionaries that from Delaware went to Congo and helped people that they were very, very hungry and living in very bad situations to develop nutrition centers, hospitals, schools, and farming. The farmers from here went to Congo to help the Congolese and teach them how to farm. People that the engineers that knew about technology, they brought technology there, solar energy, internet. I don't know. The church, for example, that was the United Methodist Church, donated to them Singer sewing machines, and they start making shirts and tablecloths and mats. So people that have absolutely nothing that were dying of starvation years ago, now they're farming.
Right.
So every year I try to do a concert benefit for them with my music inspired on beat. And I share it with Delawareans that they are committed to help the Congolese. Jonathan Baker and Donna Baker, they're pastors. They used to be the pastors at the Port United Methodist Church. Donna Baker is a nurse, and Jonathan Baker is an author in psychology. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I'm hearing you.
I hear some noises, and I don't know what. They go to Congo every year. They brought images from Congo and stories that were very motivating for me. And I wrote music about the stories and, and images that they said. So we created videos that they are in. If you go to congomissions.org, congo-missions.org, you can see them. And the missions of them working with the people in Congo. Then, for example, the Kiefers, Edward Kiefer and his wife Susie, they went to Congo as missionaries. And they found a little girl, Miriam, who lost her mother and had very, very little support from her family. And after years of coming to Congo and visiting them, they decided to adopt her. And when Miriam came here, they created Miriam's Table. And that's another nonprofit organization that helped people in Congo. So Miriam, with her Miriam Table Foundation, helps her own family and people to develop infrastructure. It's a really, really nice and amazing group of Delawareans. I'm telling you, you listen to the stories and you cry and you want to help them.
Right. So, and that brought the project together, to my understanding. But I see some other art organizations related, like Camp Rehoboth, for instance. Is there somebody else related to the effort?
The auditorium. The auditorium of Camp Rehoboth is beautiful to project videos and to perform music. So I did music related to the winter holidays. And I invited musicians that are very wonderful musicians of the area to perform with us. And so we have this great event. We have a silent auction where people can also buy a hen, a lamb, a cattle, a horse for the Congolese.
Right.
And ship it to their farm. And it's a wonderful thing to share the holidays, because I think, you know, the Tochi peace, compassion is a very, very important element, especially in the chaotic times and intoxicated times.
Oh, really? No kidding. Yes. Now, are you planning Or is the team planning to have this event every year? Because I understand that this was just happened, unfortunately, when we heard about this magnificent project. In any event, do you have plans to repeat or maybe create another event related to helping Congolese people?
Yeah, we do it every year, but I think that next year we'd like to do it twice. And I was thinking to organize another event for Valentine.
And oh, okay.
Have a Valentine concert with themes related to love and do another fundraiser for the Congo musicians.
Oh, there you go. So you probably have to let us know so people get involved. And actually, for those interested in helping Congolese people, how can they be related to the effort, Guillermo, and how can they be in contact with you?
Well, if they go, to help the Congolese, the best way is to go to congo-missions.org.
Okay.
And they will find all the information of all the activities that they've done. Mm-hmm. To fundraise for the Congolese, how people can help, and how they can buy animals, or how they can help straight go to gathers, for example, that Miriam organizes her Miriam table in restaurants in the area, in the homeless area, or sometimes in Hilton, comfort. And they are fundraising all the time. So if you go to congo-missions.org, and you find a way to help them.
Excellent.
So contact me is very easy. My name, if you go to internet and you write Guillermo Silveira, you'll find my phone number, my email, my address, my Facebook.
Your entire life will be revealed.
Problem with that. Nothing to hide.
There you go. And let me reconnect with the audience to let them know that you're listening to Delaware State of the Arts News Talk, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We have with us Guillermo Silveira, who is an artist and composer from Sussex County, originally from Argentina, but came to the U.S. long time ago. He's an extraordinary composer and a very prolific one. For those interested, as he mentioned, just the only thing you need to do is to Google Guillermo Silveira, and you'll see how prolific he's been. And for the time being, he was part of a project to benefit the Congo. Guillermo, let me bring you again to the mic from Sussex, because he's connecting with us by a phone, to explain or maybe share why, maybe telling us something that people do not know about the Congolese people that they should be aware of.
Well, one thing that is very important is there are many groups that they try to help politically the Congo, like some countries in South America were tried to be helped during the Cold War. So that's not probably the right way to help the Congolese, because Cold Wars are not really war. Violence is not a good way to develop infrastructures. but there are groups, like for example, like the Congo Mission, the Delaware Partnership, that they do it peacefully, and they do it helping people to develop infrastructures to live. In this case, because most of them are Christians, in a nice Judeo-Christian way. But people of all faiths are from Delaware going there to help through this partnership. From all disciplines, I told you, like nurses are going, doctors, eye doctors. They gave, for example, cataract operations, so people that they couldn't see, now they can see, develop hospitals, institution centers, farming. The farmers from Delaware went there to help them perform and teach them. So this is a wonderful way to promote peace and to let peace prevail instead of going through the, through the arms and through violence. In a peaceful way to develop. And everybody I know, if you come to the concert, you meet many of the missionaries, and some of them will be also a video conference, because we will have a toast with them and with the people in Congo at the same time.
Right.
In this event.
And Guillermo is explaining to us that the event just happened, but he's planning to do two activities related to help the Congolese people. And he mentioned that he's planning or thinking about doing something for February next year.
Valentine's Day.
There you go. So in case of being related, could you please refresh people's memories, Guillermo, and saying where to connect so they are aware and maybe help somehow?
You'll find it. You'll find information on my website, guillermosilveira.org, but for the Congo specifically, it's congo-missions.org. And you will find all the information there.
There you go. Now, let me switch a little bit to your artistic expressions, Guillermo, because I know that you are very prolific in composing here and there. So what's in the pipeline for you? What are your plans for the future? And tell us, bring us up to speed with your activities.
Well, due to the social changes, I think that I really believe that we are living at the golden ages. We are already in the golden ages. It's the developing of the golden ages. The communication that we have now, we never had it before. And we have great chances to achieve these, to develop clean energy, to live, you know, in a really wonderful way, to turn the world into, I don't know, the era of Aquarius, you know, peace and understanding. And it's very important to share that consciousness, to be mindful about it, to understand that thinking about Mother Earth and to take care of the Earth is not only a honorable pastime, but it's also an obligation. It's we need it to survive. We need to clean the Earth. We need to clean the oceans. We need to be in harmony with our world, with our planet. And there is a lot to clean. The oceans have islands that are made of plastic. The air is polluted. Keep creating pollution. We keep using dirty energy sources. And, you know, it's very, very important to understand that we are entering the golden ages of a clean era, a detoxicating era. We have to end the paradigm, the intoxicating paradigm.
And how does that connect to your work? Are you thinking about composing something related?
Well, for example, my music used to be very dramatic and expressionist, and very dissonant and very chaotic expressions of chaos and sorrow. And now, when these musical textures appear in my imagination, they're being resolved. They're being changed into a healthy, harmonious consonant musical texture that creates pleasure, that gives hope, that gives energy, that continues, that talks a lot about eternity, infinity. The process, the humbleness of being in harmony and enjoying it. Enjoying not only the achievement, but the process, the planning, the time of doing things. Mindful walking, mindful driving, mindful thinking, mindful eating, you know, enjoying everything. Have lunch and enjoy and think about all the things that put that lunch together, the elements that the cook used to make that lunch and make it good and organic and tasteful and good for our health and be happy with it. Considering all the elements that bring the beef of the joy of life.
Right.
Not only to say, oh, the joy of life is so fun. It's good. You know, constantly thinking, walking, like, I don't know, Thich Nhat Hanh. It talks about walking and thinking that each step we make is a blessing. Life is a miracle in itself that is extremely valuable and very, very important. And to achieve that, to feel that joy, we have to share it. Share as much as we can what we do. In my case, my music, my creativity.
Right.
But sharing in all the circumstances that my art can encourage and can be
shared.
Can be shared with love, with joy.
And talking about sharing, when are we going to be able to listen to your new composition?
Well, anytime. I mean, I can send you what I'm writing right now if you like, and you can broadcast it.
I appreciate that, but I'm thinking the public in general. Is there a place where they can check out your recent creations?
Yes, sure. If they go to my website, they will find out the calendar of performances. I perform a lot in New York for the United Nations and for theaters that they have venues for the Peace Museum in New York, for example.
Right.
I've been writing a lot of music about peace, and I was honored with the title of Ambassador for Peace, and I really like I really enjoy that. I'm writing this cantata that I told you about the peace violin that will be performed in April, I believe. I don't have the date exactly, but it will be done and practiced by then.
Right.
I'm doing the Valentine concert I told you. That will be in this area.
Will it be again at Camp Rehoboth, you think?
The venue for the Valentine concert?
Yes.
I don't know. I was thinking, I found a very nice piano instrument in the church that is called MCC Church.
Oh, okay.
And it's a church that I commissioned my music many times.
So you might change. In any event, it is important. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, Guillermo is super prolific. So in case of interest for his music, a very interesting music, just Google Guillermo Silveira. And you'll find out not only recent creations, but creations that he has made and developed in the past. So we have a few seconds left, Guillermo, and wanted to thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. I'm very happy to hear your voice.
Always a pleasure to hear your voice.
And advocate to the arts.
Thank you very much, Guillermo. We'll have to bring you back to talk maybe about the Congolese project for Valentine's Day. In any event, thank you very much for your time today.
You too. Happy holidays.